Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Nancy. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I went online and there was an offer for a stand mixer that I had wanted, and it was gonna cost like, I don't know, it was a very cheap price. When I looked at my bank statement, there was a charge on there for $59.89. And I never received the mixer. So, I need a refund on this.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
70726.
And what's your first and last name?
Debbie Warren.
And can you verify your address?
30519 Fairway View Drive, Denham Springs, Louisiana, 70726.
Okay, give me one moment.
Sure.
You did a survey to enter a contest to win a KitchenAid mixture.
Yes.
And it was $59.89. Okay. But I'm showing that that charge didn't go through.
Oh, it went through, and I called the credit card company, and they're working on it. But it did go through.
The only time it went through, that was on May the 17th.
Let's see what the date I have on here.
Because I'm showing that it was declined on June the 16th, and it only went through on May the 17th.
May the 17th is when I called.
You called in?
No. That's when the charge was, I think. Yes, because that's where I got your phone number from, was my bank statement. Online bank statement.
Okay, ma'am, you already paid it on May the 17th.
What do you mean, I already paid it?
Yeah, you have already been charged on May the 17th. That means you have already paid it on May the 17th.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you didn't pay anything else after May the 17th because on June the 16th, it got declined.
That's right. May the 17th is when I was charged, but I never received a mixer. What am I charged for here?
The 59, okay, the $59.89, that was for a monthly subscription for the meal plan that you enrolled into when you did enter that contest to win a KitchenAid mixture.
Oh, I didn't know I entered into no, whatever.
The meal plan?
Yeah, I thought it was just for a mixer and I was paying like the shipping or something. It was just like a few bucks. So why did I not get a mixer?
Okay, ma'am. The contest is for you to enter to win a mixer.
Yeah, that y'all, it's very misleading, but I don't want anything to do with this. I want a refund.
Man, we can't issue a refund when you already been charged. It's already taken out on May the 17th. The only thing I can do is just cancel the account.
I need to talk to a supervisor or something. What do I get out of this subscription or whatever it is you say I'm
it's
in?
It's a monthly subscription.
To what?
A meal plan. So basically you receive a different products on diet food or how to keep your like basically it's like diet food. It helps you eat right. Keep your carbs and sugar low and you know.
So where do I get this from?
I mean,
how do I have access to that?
It first had to be shipped out to you.
Well, why hasn't it been shipped if y'all have charged me?
I mean, it was approved, but it doesn't say anything about anything being shipped.
That's what I thought. Let me speak. I need to speak to a supervisor, please.
Sure, but I mean, there's no way they'll be able to give you a refund. I mean, he's already taken that to your account.
Well, if it wasn't taken out of my account, I wouldn't be asking for a refund.
We can't give you a refund when you already been charged. You've been charged for May the 17th. We own an asset.
That's what I'm saying. If I hadn't have been charged, definitely couldn't have given me a refund. But I have been charged wrongly because nowhere in that ad it said $59.89 I was going to be charged.
It did state in the terms and conditions that you will be enrolling to a meal plan.
No, I never saw it said that.
It's in terms and conditions.
Let me speak to a supervisor, please, ma'am.
Okay. Give me one moment.
Sure.